What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we are going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, first off, Mike, thank God that Claire's okay.
Wish
the best to her and you, and really said prayers for the last 2 weeks, said prayers. And it's how nice it is to have you back, that we can vent our frustrations. But Mike, what I'm calling about is after the stolen election of 2020, I remember you and I and callers had conversations about when you do a crime of that magnitude, what must you do in order to sustain yourself? And we went down it. The first thing was, you've got to get rid of your political opposition. You've got to tighten up on censorship in a big way, blah, blah, blah. And of course, they did that. They all the conservatives were thrown off social media and any kind of media. And of course, the MAGA people were hunted down, grandmothers and everybody else, and thrown in jail. And they had their money taken. They're thrown in jail without trial, all that kind of stuff. Well, now we have another. Now we know, with the resurrection of the Victoria Nuland tapes from 2014,
yes,
and the revelations that have come out on the biolabs, which are bioweapons labs, which is what they are.
Yes,
you know, Tucker Carlson made the point where if you have a shotgun and you're going quail hunting, well, it's a hunting rifle. But if you're pointing that shotgun at me, it's not just a hunting rifle, it's a weapon.
Yes.
And that's what they do with, and say that all these pathogens are defensive and all that. That's crap. Well, they wouldn't be doing it over there, and they wouldn't be hiding it.
Yes.
But nevertheless, now that that's out, and both China and Russia, and all the people who will cover that are allies, or at least not enemies of those guys, they'll cover that. And what are these guys going to do to cover up now what is a major crime internationally against humanity? And that they can now perhaps connect the dots with Wuhan, as you talked to about earlier.
Yeah.
And what are they going to do now? And they're going to do the same thing. They're going to tighten up. They're going to declare an emergency. And what I'm worried about, Mike, is all the loss of civil liberties that we've had over COVID was without really declaring martial law or an emergency. But and we've talked about this before, but if they declare an emergency, which they need to cover up lies, to censor, to imprison, you know, the political opposition like they've been doing, to continue that, they need a continuing emergency.
Yes.
And thus, yesterday, you know, they had the thing on the Ukraine and bioweapons and all the labs we have there, that they're afraid of Russia overrunning the labs, and they have, and there's proof now. And so now, first thing that happened, what? DuckDuckGo. By the way, I didn't know that DuckDuckGo's CEO was Weinberg, to go along with Jugal and Facebook and MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, you know, everything else. Now it turns out that they're owned by them too. And the same neocon fascists that have gotten us into this pickle. But nevertheless, they're going to double down, Mike, and there's no way that you and I can be left unjailed, or at least to be on our soapboxes. They're going to have to close us down, because this is big stuff. And to connect that with all the other labs we have all over the world with major powers that are like Russia and China, and people of, you know, that aren't afraid of us, and a lot of people aren't afraid of us anymore, you know, they're going to have to squelch this, and they will do anything. And which leads me to the point that I'm afraid of, that they may push us towards war just to get that state of emergency going on.
Well, yeah, like I reported earlier in the show, Ukraine wants to talk with Russia, and the U.S. is already interfering in that.
Yeah. Yep. And like, you know, like we've been trying to get Poland to take those jets and take the fall if Russia attacks. And, you know, we're doing everything we can. And these guys, the Biden gang and the neocon, let's face it, you know who they are, the banking Jews that run this whole country, are now look at us as being one step ahead of the lynch mob.
Yes.
And they have to keep this state of emergency going. They don't want to eviscerate themselves in a nuclear fireball, so they want the state of emergency, but they don't quite want to go to nuclear war, although they're willing to risk it, obviously.
Yeah.
Look what they've been doing for the last 8 years. They're willing to risk it, but they really don't want to do that. But they need to have that state of emergency to censor and throw everybody in jail that they need to. That's the point I wanted to make today.
Yeah, it's a valid point. It's a valid point. I mean, you know, we're on that slippery slope of tyranny, and it does seem to be accelerating very quickly. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier in the show, I think it's only a matter of time before independent news media gets shut down. And there'll be the state-approved media, and you will watch that, and you will believe what we tell you to believe.
Along with the money thing you were talking about, a totally digital currency that they can shut you off and impoverish you at will. And it really is an absolute dictatorship now. They can disappear you. They can throw you in jail indefinitely without a trial.
Yes, they're doing that to the January 6th.
They can confiscate your property without a trial. Yep, and that's all under, by the way, the NDAA has been. They've been able to do that for years. They haven't done it, but they've been able to do it, and now they're doing it. Look what they did to the Canadian truckers and MAGA and everything else. I mean, it's really that bad, and I can't believe that again. Victoria Nuland comes out and admits we have biowarfare suffer, bio-research labs, quote, and then the next day, Jen Psaki denies that she said that.
Yes.
Denies what she admitted to. They can't let this out. This is too big. We're doing it in too many countries, and we're fresh off COVID. So, anyways, that's my rant for the day, Mike. And thank God you're back. Thank God that Claire is okay, and if you could just update us on her back surgery or the heart, what's next?
The carotid artery. Well, she's through all the surgeries, and I just got word they are going to release her from the hospital tonight to take her to this skilled nursing facility. She may be stopping by the house. It'll be after the radio show is over, and. You know, she wants to pick up a few things. But this morning when I talked to her on the phone, she sounded like, you know, Claire. And she hadn't for a while, you know, because of all the edema in the neck. But, you know, she sounds like she's doing well. And, you know, the PT has got her walking up and down and everything. I just want her to be careful because, you know, this was such a dumb fall. She fell from a seated position. And, you know, I'm going to get like about 100 yards of bubble wrap and just wrap it around her, you know, for the next 3 months.
Well, you know, it's an act of God that she's okay, and we need an act of God for the country. So bless Claire, bless you.
We certainly do. I mean, I'm looking at
the United States of America.
I'm looking at what's going on in the world right now, and, you know, this is not the quality work we expect to see on the resume of a supreme being.
Yeah, we really, that's the only hope now. The government will never reform itself. They're too powerful for us to change it. What we need is divine intervention, honestly. It's come down to that.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
You got it, and we're going to go to Richard in Arizona. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. First of all, glad to hear that your wife is doing better.
Yes.
Get up in age, and it becomes a problem sometimes.
Yeah, Claire and I are both out of warranty.
Well, I'm past your age. I'm older than you guys.
Anyways,
first thing, I had a neighbor who worked for Halliburton and was working up in the Dakotas drilling wells.
Yeah.
Oil wells. For years, he was working up there. I don't know, two, three, four. He's since has passed away. For all I know, they're still drilling. But he told me that every well that they drill, they cap. So I figured, well, that's because under Trump, the price was down and they weren't getting what they wanted. So did they know something more, Halliburton know something more about what's coming so that they could just sit on their wells until the time came to open them up?
Not able to answer that question. You know, if there are capped wells out there, I think the time has come to uncap them. And certainly there's a lot of pressure on Biden to do exactly that. But Biden seems intent on limiting domestic production while going to countries like Iran, Venezuela, and Saudi Arabia and try and buy oil for them. And I think in the case of Iran and Venezuela, he's going to get a not-so-polite no.
Well, I guess what I meant was, I think, is Halliburton sitting on these wells until we go to war?
Could very well be. I mean, there's supposed to be this strategic petroleum reserve specifically for war fighting. I remember when I lived in Hawaii and we'd look down on Pearl Harbor, we could see these gigantic fuel storage tanks that for some reason the Japanese didn't bother bombing when they hit Pearl Harbor. And, of course, we've all been hearing lately about the underground facility at Red Hill. And the military is still trying to fight being forced to drain it and decommission it.
Right. Okay, I just thought I'd mention that to you. The last thing is I listened to a show the other day, not on RBN, but on another individual, used to be on RBN, and they showed a directive, Air Force directive, asking for specific DNA from Russian people. And this was in reference to gene-specific bioweapons.
Well, yeah, ethically sensitive bioweapons have been around for a long time. Israel, as I understand it, pioneered the research about 10, 15 years ago, I think.
Right. What they were saying is Israel was the leader, and Israel now is in a joint venture with China to improve it.
Okay.
And the directive, I will try and get the directive. I have to go back into this person's archives and get the show and get the Air Force directive, so I'll just relay that to you maybe tomorrow or Monday or something, and people can take a look at it. But maybe that's what's in the bioweapons labs in Ukraine.
Yeah, it could very well be. And, you know, considering, though, how they messed up the mRNA shots, we can't be convinced that an ethnically sensitive bioweapon will confine itself to the target ethnic group. I mean, if it mutates, it could simply go everywhere.
Right. So what they were saying is they're gene-specific, and Israel would like to be working on gene-specific to Arabs. And China, of course, will probably gene specific to Americans, you know, specifically to Americans, whether it be white people, black people, or so forth.
Okay.
So I'll try to find that and pass it on to you at a later date.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And we are going to go to Gareth in Wales. Hello, Gareth. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, just couple of thoughts on my mind. One of them was to do with, obviously, the increase in fuel prices. Some years ago, I had a project. I was running my V8 Land Rover on wood. I had a lot of help from two people over in by your side of the pond. Wayne Keith down in Texas. He's got a website, Drive on Wood.
Mm-hmm.
Very good info. Plans available for different size engines. The other was a chap by the name of Mike LaRosa in Minnesota. If he's still alive, I wish him all the best and thank you very much for all the help he's ever given me. The other thing I wanted to say was obviously with Justin Ceausescu turning, you know, the police against the people there. Over the last couple of days, I've sort of being on YouTube, one of the things that I was looking at is a website or a YouTube channel, Tech Ingredients, as in technology ingredients, as in cooking ingredients. Two interesting projects they did. One of them, both of them were the LRAD system. The one was the acoustic. The other was the microwave system.
Yes.
Sort of things to combat those. The acoustic LRAD system, actually, it really turned out quite well using a reverse police shield. And it was actually sort of turning the sound wave back to the chap running the experiment to the extent that he had to turn his LRAD system off.
You can defeat those microwave systems with what's called a retroreflector, or a whole series of them, and they're very easy to make, or you can even buy them at maritime supply stores, because you have to have them on your sailboats so that you show up on the Coast Guard radar.
Gotcha. But this was more or less turning the weapons against the people who were actually sort of using them against you, so...
Yes.
I mean, police were employing the acoustic LRAD system. You could actually sort of turn a police shield round, use it as a reflector, and blast it back at the police. You know, but certainly the microwave system, it would be nice one day to see Justin Trudeau cooked live on stage with an LRAD system. He is an abomination to his own people, but there we go. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say, and I hope Claire gets better very, very soon. Well, love to all of you. Stay
Thank
safe.
You. Thank you very much here. And our next caller is... Lindsey Graham from South Carolina. So, Lindsey, welcome to the show, and what's on your mind?
How you doing, Michael? I want to talk to you like I talked to Sean Hannity on Fox Jews channel. On the Jew crane, you know, we pay good money for that Jew crane, and it's a valuable resource for them cheese pizzas and succulent hot dogs. And tell you what, them succulent hot dogs are vital to our national security. So we're going to impoverish the Russians. And one of them generals there got to take him out. Take out Putin, take him out. And if he's arrested and he asks for a lawyer, you tell him to shut up. You don't get no lawyer. You're in prison. And that's all I got to say to you. Thank you, Mike.
Well, you're welcome. And, Lindsey, all I can say back at you is here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Watch your head climbing into that military transport and go have fun. All righty, we are now going to go to Annabelle, also in South Carolina. And Annabelle, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Thank you. Dittos to you and your wife for speedy recovery.
Thank you.
I called to talk about Russia and Ukraine, and I think that this is a white Christian issue. I imagine that the 2% has left Ukraine, and they're just simply white Christians there to fight the Russian white Christians. So we have to organize and contact these churches and synagogues and encourage them to stand up and let their voices be heard. Because if we don't, we're going to go into World War II, and it's our country that's the evil monster. And I've been calling stations, I called the senators, the representatives, but I believe that we have to encourage white Christians to make a stand, that they organize within their churches, within their synagogues, to push our government into being a country who is going to create peace between Russia and Ukraine, and give Russia what they have to be safe. They need a Monroe Doctrine, and I don't understand how everybody in this country is buying into Fox and the liberal stations. But if we do not stand as white people on this, we are lost forever. Because
okay, well, Annabelle, thank you for your opinion, but we have to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with more phone calls.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away.
We're going to go back to the phone lines to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, thanks, Mike, and my best to Claire there. I'm sorry to hear about all that.
Yep.
Hey, before I jump into what I want to say, I want to address that gentleman about Halliburton who was asking, do they know something that we don't know? Certainly they know something we don't know. They're part of the Bilderberg. They're part of this corporation that's going on now. Halliburton's drilling down here in Texas unavoided. Everything else is being dropped off. But having said that, Dick Cheney was like the VP of Halliburton before he was the VP of our country. And then you got DynCorp. Yeah, he had to answer for DynCorp and Halliburton having a child trafficking ship in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. And when asked in front of Congress, well, what are you going to do about this, Mr. Defense Secretary or whatever, Mr. VP or whatever? He said, well, we're gonna halt working with them until they remedy the problem. And that's the last you heard about this. So, yes, these people, they know something more than you do. Now, the reason I called was those body bags that you were seeing. Was that a German reporter that was reporting that?
I think it began in Germany, and it's been overdubbed into English.
Okay, so the deal is, okay, I saw the same thing on Richie from Boston, and he had to come back and replace it. If you listen to the German reporter and you actually have a translator who understands German, he's talking about a climate protest in Germany well before all this happened. Yeah, and that guy...
Well, there we go again.
Yeah, no, see, that's the thing. And also, in Ukraine, I've seen several videos of the people in eastern Ukraine in those provinces and whatnot that Putin wants to free, if you will. They're showing that they're taking videos, putting it online and stuff, saying, hey, look, man, we know which way the Russians are coming from. These bombs are coming from Ukraine.
Yes.
Ukraine's bombing their own people in Eastern. And then our news is telling us that that's Russia doing it. All those pictures of those busted up buildings, apartments and stuff, that's the Ukrainian people doing that. And on that note, let's go with this. We can't have a one-world government, nor would they try to have a one-world government, if China, Russia, the United States, and Europe wasn't on the same page. The only people who don't know these people are on the same page are the people who are getting bombed right now. We don't know this. And that's my speculation. I don't know this for a fact, but I don't think they can get a new world order unless you got at least the three major powers in line with each other. And that's about all I got.
Or
for
you, you find a way to get those three major powers out of the picture by triggering a war between them.
Well, if you do, okay, yeah, if you do that, but you trigger the war, but is not the war triggered on purpose? What purpose was this Putin invading Ukraine? Well, the COVID narrative was falling apart. They needed something, so that one of the other people in the New World Order steps in and did that was plan number two. Plan number three is probably going to be China going after Taiwan, and plan number four is we're all going to starve because of high prices and we can't do this. And that's one thing people really need to keep in mind. You are going to starve here pretty soon, and so you better have those food riots very, very soon before they get away with this. And seriously, this is getting, I don't know how they're pulling this off, because nobody's really forcing anybody. We're doing this to ourselves because we're not standing up. And you can bet some of those truckers going to Washington, D.C. right now, they're just going to add to the numbers that are already in the gulag. Nobody's going to do anything. We should be going there with truckers full of mad, pissed off Americans with their weapons in the trailers. And when they get to
I can't advocate that, but I understand
I
a lot of
you
people.
Can. I sure know you can't.
I know a lot of people are now talking that way, and you know, I certainly am not going to stand in between them, you know, when it all comes down.
Hey, you know, it's just frustration. Everybody's got it. I've got a ton of it. And the problem is, those of us who are in tune with what's going on, we're the most frustrated because we can't figure out why aren't people reacting. Well, the reason is they don't have the information we have. That's the bottom line. They just don't know what we know, and so it's encourageable to go out and say, hey, man, go to your neighbor's house. Realize that this is a desperate moment, but they can't. It's only us that know this that can do that, and we can only reach so many people.
Yeah,
anyway,
but
Michael,
the us is growing.
That.
You know, the us is growing. If you look at the viewership, readership numbers of the corporate media, they're plummeting. People are turning away from the corporate media. They're turning away from the government spokespeople. I was looking at social media. You know, everybody's making fun of Jim Psaki coming on out and saying the bioweapons labs in Ukraine is Russian propaganda, and, you know, they're just making fun of her. And, right now our government is deserving of ridicule.
Well, absolutely. And the bottom line is that why should we believe anything that they say? They've done nothing but lying. But here's the problem I got. They know they're lying. They know they're caught in their lie, but they're continuing on with this. So they've got something in their back pocket that they're going to pull out. It doesn't matter if we know the lie. Doesn't matter how TO'd we get on this. You know?
Well, I think it's simpler than that. I mean, the government can't step back and say, okay, we lied to you about whatever, and then 9/11, the John F. Kennedy assassination, it all starts to unravel. Anyway, Andy, thank you
very
much.
Thanks,
Mike. Call. We got to take a break from commercials. We'll be back with more calls after these.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news,
real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alive.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, good day to you. Good to have you back on the air, and I hope everything goes well, and Godspeed to you and the family there.
Thank you.
Michael, what I saw in my mind is, first, before I get to the Herald talking about bumbling buffoon Biden with Venezuela, the one caller that called in about Lindsey Goober Graham and bumbling buffoon Biden, I'd say they're neck and neck, but I think bumbling Biden beats Goober by a nose, okay, just or by a denture.
Okay? Yeah.
because this has become a clown show, Mike. This has really become a clown show with all these imbeciles in Washington. I mean, it's just utterly nonsensical. And they're nincompoops. That's why I guess God is how I can put it.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of nincompoops, Mike. But, and I'm going to go to COVID in a minute because, Mike, I just found out some pertinent information that is going to blow your mind, I think. I don't know if you've ever talked about it in your show, but when I just found out about 2 hours ago, Mike, from a pharmacist at a pharmacy, at a big, big wall, I mean, a big chain, Mike. You know what chain I'm talking about? Biggest chain in the world.
Okay.
Okay? They have a thing where people are actually getting sick, and I didn't see the one shot that you supposedly may have took it. I think it was you. I don't even recall. But they had Pfizer on there, and they had three other ones, Moderna, and there's two others. Number one, I didn't see J&J on there. But
yeah, J&J is making their vaccine. They're moving on to something else.
Well, Mike, before I go there, and I'm going to get to Russia too, but I'm going to go here real quickly. What's going on here, what that lady told me, she gave me a paper, Mike. She actually printed it out for me, okay? Mm-hmm. This paper's basically stating that there are people that use a hotline you can go to, or you can call these people in Washington that know potentially down the road there's going to be multiple millions of people getting sick from COVID shots.
Yep.
We don't even know what the percussion is going to be. It's going to be horrific. It's going to make this nonsense for Russia look like a joke. All the millions of people who are going to stop dropping dead because they took COVID. That's my opinion. God, I'm wrong, Mike. I really hope I'm wrong. Now, that's that. Now, that's here or there. I'm going to find out more in depth. There's a group of people that you call to find out what they're tracking all these people to COVID that are getting sick. And you can call this hotline, and you can leave your name, blah, 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 your information. And they're tracking to see how many people actually, within the next 2 years, are going to get very violently ill from the taking shot. Well, we'll see how this turns out. And, Mike, you know, you've had in 2020, Mike, I don't know if you remember in 2020 when you were doing your show, a lot of guys are calling and bashing Trump. I think they're having buyer's remorse now for bashing him and looking at the buffoonery that's going on.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, all these guys kept calling Tom, there's Tom, that Tom. Hey, I would like to ask some of those guys to call in right now and tell me, who would you rather have in office right now? Donald J. Trump or this bumbling Robinette, fumbling buffoon Biden? You want Robinette in there? Robinette, who said he beat up Corn Pop or Popcorn or whatever the hell it was? I mean, this guy's a joke, Mike. But no, let's get back to Miami Herald, Mike. Even the Miami Herald is leftist, communist, liberal as they are. They're talking today, Mike, and I got the paper today. I didn't pay for it. I got it for free. My neighbor gave it to me. And I use it for a birdcage. But here's what I'm talking about, Mike. They're basically saying that now they're turning on, even the liberal media is turning on Biden with Venezuela. Especially
yes,
the Hispanics. They're turning on him in droves, and they're worried about now the Hispanic cult conservatives have got a new, I guess, TV station or something. That's all Hispanic conservatives, and these Democrats have taken a doo-doo because they don't know what's going to happen now if they lose that vote. Just like the Afro-Americans are going to wake up now when their pocket's going to get up to $7-$8 a gallon of gas. We'll see how the Afro-Americans vote in the next election. The presidential election. I bet you the Republicans get 50% of that vote. I don't care who the president is going to be running for. Either it's Trump, DeSantis, whoever. But, Mike, now I'm going to go on to Russia. But before I go to Russia, Mike, the Miami Herald is calling out the idiocracy of the Democratic Party. Kamala Harris, they had it on the front page. She's giggling in Poland.
Yeah.
When it's so serious, and she's, like, making these giggling gestures. This has become a clown show, Mike. Really. It looks like Washington has gone imbecilic. That's the word, imbeciles.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mike, getting back now to what's going on in Russia, you know, I was listening to a guy here in the South Florida newscast last week. I'm sure you heard of this guy. His name is Mudd, M-U-D-D. And he was talking about one of the reasons Putin is doing what he's doing because the drugs that were pouring into Russia from Ukraine was horrific. We've had over 100,000 people last year, Mike, in 2021, died of fentanyl alone. That's not even including crack cocaine addiction and all these other things. That's not even talking about all the gang violence that's going on in L.A. and all these other big cities. Now, Jesse Smollett today, Mike, the judge says she will sentence him to jail or she's going to give him a sentence. He's not going to have a retrial. I don't know if you heard that today.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Yeah, Smollett's going to be sentenced one way or another to whatever day she's going to give him. Who knows, probably a slap on the wrist, whatever. And we know what the guy tried to do. But, yeah, Mike, now going back to Putin and Russia, Mike, if we even dare try to go against Russia, I believe we're looking at World War III, DEFCON 5. No question
about
it. We're going to go into DEFCON 5.
You've got the numbers reversed. DEFCON 5 is everybody's calm and relaxed. DEFCON 1 is look out for the mushrooms.
That's right. Exactly.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah, that's right, Mike. And another thing is the situation here in South Florida with the Venezuelans. They're in a total uproar because they feel like Biden's betrayed them, you know, buying oil from Maduro. And then, of course, Mike, you know, we're not hearing nothing according to the Anglo media, but we're not hearing the Spanish people here in South Florida. I watch it sometimes. I just sort of hell that I turn it. And what's going on in Cuba, Mike, with the dissidents over there, they literally beat the crap out of 1,800 of these young teenagers, Mike. Beat them up. They're still in prison over there.
Yeah.
We're trying to protest in June. And we don't hear nothing about that in Anglo media, but Hispanics, you know, here in the Cuban media down here in South Florida, they show you pictures of their loved ones going into prisons, and their kids have black eyes, their faces look like mushrooms. I mean, puffed up marshmallows, and it's unbelievable. And that's what potentially is going to happen here, Mike. We're looking at we have the liberal licky kissy touchy feely Marxist Democrats are going to turn this country into a bunch of fruit flakes. That's exactly what's going to happen here, Mike. And it's happening as we speak.
Yeah.
Look at our country, how we're being dummied down. The kids are not even learning cursive. The kids are so damn dumb about it. They don't even teach these kids anything about it. Basically, one day they'll teach you about George Washington, founding fathers nowadays. What's going on with that, Mike? One day? You learn about George Washington was a colonialist. But a lot of these inner city schools are teaching that Washington was a slave owner, a hate monger, and all that. I mean, what are we facing here, Mike? Utter disaster.
Yeah, well, it's a replay of China's Cultural Revolution. They're trying to remanufacture our perceptions of history. It's right out of George Orwell. You know, whoever controls the past controls the present.
And who controls the media controls the mind. That was from Ted Turner when he started CNN.
Well, that was then, and this is now.
Right, right. Okay, Mike. And then I know you got other calls, but here's one more thing I want to throw out, Mike. Going back to this COVID, we haven't heard nothing about COVID here in the newspapers in over a week, Mike. Nothing.
The reason for that is obvious. The polls are showing that the handling of COVID is going to work against the Democrats in the midterm elections, and so it's just gone away.
Absolutely. And they had a little snippet of what's going on here in South Florida, and that's exactly what the editorialist said. Now these guys got liberal. Now the Democrats are like in a panic mode because COVID's going to backfire on them like they never saw. I just hope the Republicans actually take everything back. I wish they would win every Republican's, every seat and every Senate seat. It would be great if they could get a 60% majority. And Mike, one more thing. What do you think is going to happen if they win the Republicans? Are they going to impeach Biden like the Democrats did Trump 3 times?
Yes, I've already heard multiple reports that there will be impeachment papers filed against Biden as soon as the new Congress takes seat next year.
Yeah, Mike, because look what they've done to Trump 3 times. They tried to impeach the guy. And you know what? He never got impeached, Mike. He never got convicted. But this idiot is in power now. He will be convicted, Mike. He's treasonous. This dirty, filthy, dentured imbecile losing his teeth. This is unbelievable. With this guy, is the president. Looks like a total weakling to me, Mike.
Yeah.
He's buffooning all over the place. And, Mike, if the Republicans don't do something in December or January next year, winning impeachment articles against this guy and actually get him, like, this guy's not cognizant to be a president, Mike. His brain is not there.
No, he's not.
Let's kid ourselves.
No, he's definitely not.
And, Mike, did you notice when Pelosi was in that, when they had the State of the Union, do you notice Pelosi? She covers up her neck because she knows she's 84 years old.
Yes.
She covers that neck up so she can't get the plastic surgery on that neck. And it's so wrinkled up, it looks like, I can't even describe it. But her face looks like it's been stretched so hard by that.
Well, you know that dimple on her chin? That used to be her belly button. You know, if she gets another facelift, she's going to be wearing a Van Dyke.
I hear you, Mike. You're right on, Mike. That's the truth. And, it's incredible what's happening. And, Mike, I think right now the United States pretty much is going to be in an impossible situation to get out of this if something doesn't immediately happen in a God intervention type deal. Because, I see nothing but chaos, Mike. And I do believe gas is going $8 a gallon before
oh,
December.
It'll be above 10. It will be above 10.
I'm saying $8. Because I talked to some Afro-American guys today, Mike, and they're in South Florida, and they told me, once gas gets past $7 a gallon, there'll be pandemonium in the inner cities. It will be chaos, Mike.
We're already seeing an epidemic of gas tank siphoning and, you know, happening in those inner cities. Here in the rural part of the state where, like I said, it was an hour drive to get to Claire's hospital, that's a lot of gas you go through. Now, when Claire isn't in the hospital, we're both very lucky because we home office, so we don't really do that much driving. But, you know, for some of these farming families around here that, you know, they've got huge farms to get to and they have to get their produce to market and everything, it's really going to hit them.
I hear you, Mike. It's unbelievable. But anyway, Mike, I'll let you go. I know you got other callers, but it's going to be a heck of a whirlwind we're going to be watching here, Mike, in the next few months. Because I believe China's going to jump on Taiwan, and I think it's going to be unravel like a ball of yarn. I really do. I think the world's going to spin out of control. I don't know if you heard about Kim Jong-un. Now he's got a new rocket, and he's flexing his muscle. And I think this guy, you know, he can't stand Biden, so... We don't know what's going to happen, Mike. You know, it only takes
Korea is going to launch a surveillance satellite to keep, you know, to basically spy on America and allies like Japan.
Well, yeah, there he is. And it was a Democrat, Mike. Every war that's ever been started, 99% of them, they all been started when a Democrat's in power. That's all I got to say. When the Democrats are in control, things go insane. And I tell you, Joe Biden is Jimmy Carter 100 times over on steroids. Joe Biden is Jimmy Carter, Mike, on steroids. That's all I got to say. Joe Biden, okay. Jimmy Carter. So I'll leave it at that, and I'll give you a call during the week, and God bless. And I know you got a lot of other great callers lined up, so I'll let you go, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you very much, and we're going to switch over to John in Colorado. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. Prayers that Claire is doing good and she has a speedy recovery. Glad to have her come back, and you come back, too.
Yes.
On Ukraine, you listen to, as somebody said, a lot of this is misinformation, lies. You know, Ukraine was attacking the Donetsk, Donbass region. They even before this war happened, when they were doing it,
they've been shelling that for years.
None of the channels. The CNN, now it's all Fox News, watching when my wife and I have breakfast at a sports bar, because they can't turn up the sound, you can't hear it. But, you're hearing all the lies in that. The hospital, it was the children's hospital, they bombed. A lot of it's damaged. They don't show where it's from. Listening to Lindsey Graham this morning, where he called, I think last week, he said, take out Biden. We couldn't hear what he had to say. And there, you had a congresswoman from Ukrainian born from Indiana, forget her name, but she was on too. We don't know what she had to say, but you could figure out what it was all about. And all this misinformation. It was a funny thing. There was the last week, there's this Jewish organization that's been soliciting money for Holocaust victims for the last few years. And they're coming all of a sudden now, these Holocaust survivors from Ukraine, not on the eastern part. Looks like on where Russia's attacking, and they're soliciting money, and they're always pointing, oh, it's the children. They show children, you know, going across the border. They could be standing somewhere, some other country in a railroad station. But it's funny that they, you know, like I said, without RBN, American Free Press and that, people are just in the dark. They have no notion what's going on. So until that happened, like I said, more and more people are waking up. Sometimes it's just like not enough people are waking up, but it is moving along thanks to people like you. So those kind of things, and you know, they're all using this about Poland and all the NATO people surround right on Russia's border with putting, you know, threatening and all this, and you know, waiting. Is somebody going to get stupid enough and send a plane over into Ukraine or even to Russia to go after them? Well, that spells the end for those people. That's all there. It's not like, you know, what if the United States was surrounded by countries, Mexico, Canada, and that. They had all their forces and weapons on our border in case we did something. So, you know, we're the only one. We're all over the world with troops and stuff and the CIA doing all kinds of, you know, shenanigans to upend elections and assassinations and that. You know, Putin... He's doing what he has to do. And we don't even know how true that is either, you know. But
yeah, truth is the first casualty of war.
Yeah. Anyway, Mike, I could say more, but thanks a lot, and have a good weekend, you and Claire.
Well, thank you very much. Here, we're going to skip the last break here and get to phone calls. Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, thanks, Mike, and I'm glad. Maybe Claire, that was a good accident because she could have had a stroke with that clogged artery like that.
Claire is actually looking at it like that. The part that really angers me is she had a full vascular workup not too long ago, and they missed it.
Yeah, a lot of that going on. That's why I haven't been to a doctor in 3 to 2 years. I think I got to get my card, though, at least, you know, but I'm paying for it every month. But I wanted to tell you some new stuff. If you go to Governor DeSantis' website, you can learn things. He has a Surgeon General who is black, and, of course, the national one is not. And so, I mean, he's black, too, but, you know, he said, take the shot. But the one in Florida, they are coming against giving the clot shot to the children, healthy children.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if anybody knew that. So, and he had to kind of be sneaky about it because they asked him, well, aren't you glad we got the shot? And he said he didn't answer. He didn't answer. But see, you know, sometimes being black helps you. You know what? And also, too, I hate to say this, Andy, but when you talk about with Texas, and they have the right to open carry without a license and all that kind of stuff, and you talk about, you know, putting them out on the street, you don't want that. You're right. You don't want that. I mean, I just hate to hear that because that was one thing they sort of voted against in the election was 100% open, you know, right to carry because there's people out there can abuse it. And
well,
make it
we're,
look
about,
abused.
We're about to get that here in Indiana. And, you know, the idea is anytime the public is armed, violent crime goes down overall. There's no exception to that rule. And the Indiana legislature just passed a constitutional carry bill. It's headed for Governor Holcomb's desk, and he's expected to sign it. So I get to carry my flintlock now in public.
Well, I was going to say that about DeSantis, and I got this thing in the mail. It sounds like it's a private public school. No tuition. It shows a little white girl and a little black girl, a little Hispanic boy, and I don't know, and I haven't tried to find out, you know, whatever it is, but they're reserving seats for 2022, K through 2, and 6 through 7, so I guess the parallel society is going to have to let people know they're out there, you know, I mean, if they want to go and do all this stuff, I just as soon have a blue dog Democrat down here in Texas than some of these red pill Republicans because, you know, they know that they've got to, they're in a Democrat district. Are you going to win? But when you're a veteran and you've already been to college, and, it seems like veterans working, you know, they're working against the same enemy in war. They just tend to be more like they tend to be more they're so racist, let's put it that way. So, but if they sit up here and told how to vote, they don't speak English, they just write an X on there and vote how somebody tells them to, you can't run down every Democrat either.
Okay, well, Pat, thank you very much for the phone call. We're getting short on time, and we're going to go to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I believe an armed society is a polite society, to quote Robert Heinlein.
Yeah. I mean, you go to a gun store, everybody's polite and respectful. I mean, compare that to Black Friday at the Walmart.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's the safest places I've ever been are gun shows.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to many of them. About Jen Psaki and her comment about the permits, let me tell you how deceptive this is. Jen Psaki, for one thing, doesn't understand the difference between a lease and a permit.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect that she's gotten them confused. But let me go ahead and say you have to have a lease before you can get a permit. You don't just go out and spend X millions of dollars on 10,000 acres or more to acquire a lease, and then just start drilling willy-nilly. You have to get your permit. And even after you get your permit, you have to jump through a plethora of regulatory hurdles that are really designed to make it very difficult to get to a point where you can spud a well. Those of us who have been in the industry, who worked in the industry, hear stuff like that, and we had our eyes roll up into the top of our heads, because what we realized is that Psaki and others are getting away with the half-truth. And a lot of what I think you hear from them makes me think of this, that you don't have to know what you're talking about so long as you sound like you know how to talk about it.
People in Washington, D.C. are very good at that.
That's right. And Psaki and others who have occupied it have mastered that art. They're BS artists. And the average person out here who knows nothing about the petroleum industry thinks Psaki's telling us something we really need to know. No, it's a lot more complicated than that. And if you ask anybody who works in industry or has worked in industry, you might find out that Psaki is a bald-faced liar.
Yes.
Imagine my shock. So, yeah, and look, that goes for politicians on the right and on the left. I've had this running argument with some liberals who are trying to make fun of the drill, baby drill mantra that you hear from some Republicans. And I tell them that, listen, this is nothing that comes from the oil industry. The oil industry spends an inordinate amount of money hiring geologists and geophysicists like me to reduce risk in basins. But they don't just throw darts at a map and select drilling locations. It's a very systematic process, one that mm-hmm. requires a great deal of work up front on a basin-wide scale to find out or to narrow down your drilling locations so that you can reduce that risk. You know, it's for someone who's in the industry for years and has worked as a consultant with the industry, it's frustrating for me to hear that. But I'm not surprised that they get away with it, because one, the ignoramuses who write about it, and the average ignoramus who hears it on television or reads it in the newspaper, doesn't know he or she's being lied to.
Yeah,
that's simple, Mike. That's simple. Okay, thanks, Mike. Bye.
All right, well, thank you. We're coming up here on the end of the show. One final little bit of news here. I mean, we've got, you know, potential World War III, nuclear war with Russia, crashing economy, crashing infrastructure. And Joe Biden has leapt in and shown us he's a man of action. He just announced a $2.6 billion global gender equality initiative. Apparently, that is what he thinks is of the greatest concern at this particular moment in history. Okay, there is the music. We are at the end of the show. And stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Jerry Kirk is taking the microphone on that one. Please go on out and promote republicbroadcasting.org and whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.